This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. On Saturday, Russia took over the presidency of the United Nations Security Council, which rotates every month. The last time Moscow held the post was in February of 2022, when its troops launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Ukrainian Minister of Foreign Affairs Dmytro Kuleba called this a slap in the face to the international community. Finns are casting their ballots in a closely contested parliamentary election on Sunday that could cost left-wing Prime Minister Sanna Marin her power. This amid voter concern over the future of generous public services at a time of economic downturn. Marissa Melton has more.
With no party seen as holding a decisive lead, the election is likely to be followed with lengthy coalition talks, although whichever party wins on Sunday will have the first attempt at forming a government. Marin, who is 37, is seen by fans around the world as a millennial role model for progressive new leaders and remains very popular among many Finns. Marin's critics accuse her of eroding Finland's economic resilience at a time when Europe's energy crisis, driven by Russia's war in Ukraine, has hit the country hard and the cost of living has increased. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Israeli airstrikes have hit several sites in Syria's Homs province early Sunday, wounding five soldiers, this according to Syrian state media. It marks the ninth time Israel has struck targets inside Syria since the beginning of the year, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The observatory has reported that the missiles targeted Syrian military sites and those of Iran-linked militias, including a research center. There's been no immediate statement from Israel on the strikes. From Washington, this is VOA News. Pope Francis called on people not to ignore those experiencing suffering in solitude as he led Palm Sunday services on Sunday at the Vatican. The 86-year-old pontiff was discharged from Rome's Gemelli Hospital on Saturday following a bout of bronchitis. Some 30,000 people waved palm and olive branches in St. Peter's Square, overjoyed to be able to see him.
Yes, we are happy that he is back from the hospital and that he is not sick anymore, so that is very good, and we hope to see him today.
That's Lisa Gentsch visiting from Luxembourg. Looking to allay concerns about his health, the Vatican has said he will take part in a full array of Easter events this week. Deadly storms dropped possibly dozens of tornadoes and killed at least 21 people in small towns and big cities across the American South and Midwest on Saturday, tearing a path through the capital of Arkansas and collapsing a roof on a packed concert venue in Illinois. Confirmed or suspected tornadoes in at least eight states destroyed homes and businesses, splintered trees, and laid waste to entire neighborhoods across a broad swath of the country. At least three civilians were killed and several more wounded in the Russian shelling of Kostantinivka in eastern Ukraine on Sunday morning, a senior Ukrainian official said. Kostantinivka is home to about 70,000 people. It's just over 20 kilometers west of Bakhmut, which has been the epicenter of fighting for at least 8 months as Russian forces try to capture the city. More than 80 people have been arrested in India's eastern Bihar state after instances of violence were reported throughout the region days after a clash broke out during the Hindu festival of Ram Navami. Celebrations, police said on Sunday. Clashes between two groups during the festival on Thursday had reportedly led to houses being set on fire and property being vandalized. Police said around 32 people were arrested in Sasaram town since after fresh violence erupted in the area. Six people were injured in a blast that occurred in the town. Bulgarians head to the polls on Sunday in their fifth general election in 2 years. It's a record in the European Union amid deep divisions over the war in Ukraine. The poor Balkan nation of 6.5 million people is a member of the EU and NATO, but is historically and culturally close to Russia. Conservative Prime Minister Bjelko Borisov lost power in 2021. Since then, the country's political parties have struggled to form stable coalitions. For more, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.